Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Today we are in Masechet Shviyos. We are in Perek Hey Mishnah Tes, and we will also begin Perek Vav with Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah first continues where we left off yesterday. Mashal's Isha L'Chaver Tachshuda Al Shviyos. When a woman has a friend who we assume can each meet the fruit past the Zmana Bir, in which case she's not being so careful. So you can still lend her Nafu Kvar Berechayim Betana, you can still lend her a sifter, a sieve, a handmill, and an oven. And the reason why is that these utensils can be used in making things that are not subjected to the rules of Shemitah. A sieve may be used to count money or thinning sand. The mill could be used to be grinding dyes. The oven for bleaching flax. All these things have some derech hamutar. So therefore, we're not that specific. But you can't be misayel idei over avera. You can't assist the person, and so therefore you can't sort of grind with her. Now the Mishnah continues and says to us, Eishes chaver, when you have a woman who's the wife of a chaver, which means she's very, very careful about tuma and tara, and in that regard, so you can the eishes chaver mashals the eishes amarit, you can still lend a nafa and a kvara, she can lend a sifter and a sieve. These utensils are used to process grain and flour. Those things don't become wet. They're never going to be moshe lekabel tuma. Ubareres tochenes and merakedes ima, and she can sort and grind and sift with her. Again, there's not going to be a problem of making something tummy because they're all dry. However, avo mishatatel hamayim, but once you add the water, in which case it becomes moshe lekabel tuma lo siga etzla, then she shouldn't be helping her at all. She can't be touching anything over here. Shein marzikin yidei over yavera, to assist them in violating the halachos is going to be a problem. V'chulon lo'amru elam neidar kishon. Now we said the truth of the matter is that we all said the things that we allow in the Mishnah are there to promote harmony, right? U'machzikin yidei nachem b'shvias. We certainly can go ahead and wish a non-Jew a success with the farming during Shemitah, but avalo yidei Yisrael, but you can't do that to a Jew because he's doing the wrong thing. He's not supposed to have success in farming. B'sholem b'sholman, you can ask about how they're doing, even if it's on their own yantiv, m'pnei darkei shalom, to promote peace and harmony between Jew and non-Jew. So that is the end of the fifth parak. Now, shalosh haratzos l'shvias, you have to understand, when we talk about Eretz Yisrael today, we have to understand that in regard to the laws of Shemitah today, there are three different sections. Section number one. It's the part that the Babylonians, Ezra, when they came, and the Chever that came back with him from Babel, they acquired the area, Eretz Yisrael v'Aksiv, from Eretz Yisrael to Ksiv, which is just a little bit further north of Akko, Lonecha v'Loneva. That area is subjected to all the rules of Shemitah. You can't work the land during Shemitah, and anything that grows there can't be eaten past Shas Abir. But if it's an area that the Egyptians took a hold of, from Ksiv until the Nahar, until the river, in other words, Ksiv is in the northeast corner. To the south is Akko. To the east is the river. To the east of Akko is the river over here. And so it's northwest. So all this area, Be'ar Amana until Amana, which is a mountain in the northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, so that is Nechal. The produce over there is not included into the laws of Beer, but Avaloneva. But you can't work the area in that area during the time. Why is that? So even though we make the difference between Ole Babel and Kibush Yoshua, Ole Mitzrayim, right? The Chazal didn't allow us to work the land of Ole Mitzrayim as well. And Menanahar, Me'amanav Lifnim, Nechav Nevad. But the area beyond, the area that was sanctified by Ole Mitzrayim, which were never part of Eretz Yisrael, right? Nechav Nevad, since that area never got Kedusha, not during Bayis Rishon, nor later, so then the rules of Shemitah don't apply there at all. So the southern part of the Negev is understood to be outside the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. For instance, you want to go ahead and work the land near Eilat, right? And so that was never sanctified in either period of time. Now, where there is a question over there, we tend to be machmir according to Rav Yashiv, but others assume that there is a certain concern there as well. Some say you have to be machmir further south, some say you do not when there's a suffix, and of course that issue continues to be debated. Ad Hayom Hazeh, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.